All right, so talking today about the market, I want to educate you and kind of let you know what I'm seeing. Again, you're like, Taylor, you've talked about this a lot. Yes, but right now we are going through this like weird renaissance right now. For me, we're going through this like huge, like this has never been seen before. I've talked to so many people at Vaco, on what's going on right now. People at Vaco that have been in the industry about as long as I've been alive, and no one has ever seen this before. Period. No one's ever seen it. This is a absolute high end frenzy. Oh yes, Colin Lord. Dadgummit, man. There you go. Gene, what's up, buddy? Yeah. So first off, I want to tell you this. Hiring managers. So again, this is directed at hiring managers first. If your people are getting DM'd, your people are getting emailed to leave your company probably 3 or 4 times a week. And so just heads up on that. You need to make sure you're taking care of your employees. I know I've talked about this in the past. Today's kind of be bouncing around lots of thoughts. If you have questions about the job market, about the job search, please ask me. TikTok, please ask me if you are watching. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. If you have questions about the job search or the market, please ask me, at me, comment me. But I'm just going to kind of give you some random thoughts on this Friday afternoon. So employers, you need to take care of your people right now, right? Now you're probably saying, Taylor, how do I take care of my people? Well, it's not all money. It's not all money, right? You have to sit down with your people to understand what they're motivated by, right? And so for me, you know, some of it's money, some of it's leadership potential, some of it's title, some of it's working on new tech, right? It just depends. So you need to know, like you need to get to know your people more than you ever have ever. You have to know them. You have to know them intimately and what their intrinsic motivations are. I have a question for TikTok. Taylor, is the market so hot that companies are sending written offers with same day expiration? That's a great question. Thank you so much. I have not seen an expiration, but I have seen employers press recruiters and press candidates to offer. I will also tell you this too. I have candidates that are interviewing still that have interviewed that when they even got an offer and it have taken offers even after they started my projects. I'm not mad. It is what it is. I'm not mad. Again, hey, listen, we have a lot of questions coming in. Please keep the questions coming. I'm not mad that candidates are still interviewing. But candidates, just be careful because what's going on, right? So brand and reputation for candidates don't matter anymore to a certain extent, right? So let's say, for example, like there are candidates I know in Nashville, there are developers I know in Nashville that have developed a poor name for themselves. You could ask me, you could ask some of my fellow recruiter friends in Nashville as well. We know candidates that have bad reputations because they bounce around, they've burnt down code bases. It's just kind of been a mess, right? So I understand that reputation was a thing. Now, reputation is not a thing because you can interview across the country and leave companies and burn bridges, and you probably will never see that person again. Now, I will caution you, I would not live your life that way. That's a whole nother conversation, a whole nother live show about just being a respectful, good person. But that is what's happening. Recruiters are aware of it. Listen, hiring managers, you got to be aware of it, right? That's why if a candidate asks you for a certain amount of money that's not completely out of line and you think they are somewhat worth it, hiring managers, give that candidate that offer, right? Literally, it's not one of my candidates. We had a candidate interview. They said, here's the number. They offered $20,000 under. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? We submitted what that person wanted. Why in the world would you lowball them? So I'll tell you this, companies, if you lowball a candidate, that's on you. That is a negative. That is a negative on you. And a candidate will probably still be looking. So hiring managers, be aware of that. From a candidate side, so let's answer a few more questions that have come in. Question from Disney, RTL. You think that companies are lowering salaries since we are having a reset? The salaries aren't lowering. They're not lowering. They're going up. I will say maybe companies are trying to reset it by offering lower, maybe. But I will tell you this. I'll tell you this. Companies, you have no power right now. None. Because candidates can go elsewhere. Like, I will tell you this. Now, there can't be like, well, the junior dev market, you know, is still bare. Yes. Listen, I get it, right? The junior devs market, it's hard. It's probably more hard. I'm not great with English. It's probably more difficult than it ever was right now. But I will tell you this. Sorry, I just got a notification on TikTok to go like have a dual live. I've never had that before. So forever who did that, I don't know how to do that. So let's try that another time. Hiring managers have all the power, candidates have all the power. I want to talk about this too. Another question that came in, Taylor, when I followed your tip to put my specific skill in my job title on LinkedIn, I get DM'd all the time. Hey, look at that. It works. When you put in the title, again, we talk about this. I talk about this a lot. Your title, the words under your name or the words under your profile pic is the most important part of your LinkedIn. So LinkedIn user, I'm proud of you. Edson, what's going on? Hey, from Brazil. We are international this morning. Brittany, what's going on? A few other thoughts I have. Candidates, you need to constantly be updating and keeping in touch with the recruiters right now. We need to know what's going on. Right? Hey, recruiter, I have 3 interviews today. I have 4 interviews tomorrow. Like, we need to know what's going on. We need you to be proactive. We need you to touch base, right? Like, right now, more than ever, like, everybody should be talking to each other more than they ever have because of the frenzy that is happening. Let's see here. Devontae, they want experience for unpaid intern work. It's competitive out there for junior devs. Yeah, I mean, listen, Devontae, you know, I've had a conversation about this recently, taking on free work. Go check it out with Josh Carroll this week. I'm a fan of taking on unpaid intern work because if you are a candidate right now and you're like, Taylor, do I go back to boot camp? Do I go back to college? Do I go back and study coursework? No, I would volunteer the time that you are going to do that with, not spend the money. And go pick up actual real world experience. I think that's incredibly important. LinkedIn user, still companies are wanting every tech skill in the world, not believing it is impossible to come in with everything. It wastes a lot of time. Listen, this is another thing. I don't understand companies. I don't understand when you're going to start hiring for like upside instead of what candidates have right now. I don't know when companies are going to figure that out. There are now. I get it. Right. If you engage in a recruiter, you are obviously paying them to find, quote unquote, the perfect person, which one does not exist. But also two, if you're going to pay us for a fee, you got to get it close. So I get that. But I still know companies that are interviewing that still reject people who are very close and they reject them because they don't have all the skills. So companies right now, like I would say if a candidate's got 50% of the skills and they're nice to be around and they play well with others, I would absolutely hire them. I mean, I think companies are just being too ridiculous right now. And listen, you're a hiring manager and you're like, listen, Taylor, you're wrong. We're having a fine time hiring. Great. Props to you. Come on my live show. If you are watching this right now and you're a hiring manager and you are having success hiring right now, please DM me. I will have you on the show because I want to know what you're doing because there's a lot of people who don't know what they're doing. Yes, Devontae. Damn, volunteer work. You could have saved me $20,000 I spent just getting my master's. Listen, we can go here on this Friday if you want to go here on this Friday, but I don't. Listen, all I'm going to say is I think education is slowly becoming more devalued. And I think if you could have spent $20,000 worth of work for free, I don't know where you're at in your career, but I think you possibly could be further along in your career. Don't get mad. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I think boot camps, and listen, this is going to open up a whole other can of worms. So maybe I have a live show just dedicated to boot camp versus, actually, I'm going to write that down. Boot camp versus, versus college grad. I think right now, If your money is tight, okay. Well, hey, you're good. You're good. What I'm saying is for the individuals who are struggling to find a job, Disney RTL. If people who are struggling to find a job and are thinking about going back to work, I think you take that time and money that you will spend and front yourself the money and go take on free work. Caleb, what's up? Good morning. Listen, that's all I got today. Just a few random thoughts in my head. No real organization. I was a little all over the place, so I apologize. If you have any questions, please let me know. But this concludes. I just wanted to touch on a few things, right? Candidate market's hotter than ever. Candidates have all the power. Clients need to, hiring managers need to be aware that you're not going to find anybody with probably even 75% of the skills, right? I think right now you need to hire to train up. I see some companies in town hiring more junior devs. Props to y'all. I think that's incredibly important. But yeah, again, thank you so much for y'all tuning in today. That's all I got. If there's any more questions, I'm going to stay on here for a few more seconds. Ask me. TikTok, thank you for the questions. Whoever tried to go live with me, sorry, I got a little distracted. That was the first I've ever had that before. Shoot me a DM or something, and let's talk about going live together. Again, TaylorDestin.com. TaylorDestin.com. Resume template. 10 questions to stump a recruiter. My job board is going to be updated here soon. My available candidates are going to be updated here soon. A lot of stuff's going to be really pushed through my website very, very soon. Connor goes, unless you land a big tech internship or something like that, the college probably isn't worth it, in my opinion. Connor, let's save that. I have thoughts. I think we're going to do that next week, college versus boot camp. So that's going to be a good one. Colin, thanks, buddy. Gene, thank you again. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning to Guys Couch 2.0 this morning. Again, kind of unorganized. I feel like my thoughts are all over the place. But thank you so much. If you need me, shoot me a DM, shoot me a text, join my texting community. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next week. Peace.